Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture and Farm Director Shauna Olson. Being transparent with consumers and producing sustainable beef are key to the future of agriculture. Michael Clements has more.
At 118, the Alltech Ideas Conference in Lexington, Kentucky, attendees heard about the Canadian Beef Sustainability Acceleration Pilot. The industry is seeking to become more sustainable and provide transparency to consumers, an effort like the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Deborah Wilson is the Senior Vice President for PIXCO, based in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which operates the Beef Info Exchange System.
So it's a data management system, web-based data management system, that integrates with any number of different softwares. So we allow producers or industry groups, you can submit data either on an individual animal basis directly into the system, you can do it through a CSV upload, or we'll do a full integration with the software system.
Blockchain technology is part of the discussion, but is still too early in the development phase to be used widely and included in new data systems.
It took us 9 years to get to this point with what we do. I'm going to guess we're 8 to 10 years out from having all of this information available in blockchain. And part of what I see with blockchain is it talks about transparency. That's where it's trusted. Everybody can look into the blockchain, but I know feedlots, packers, cattle buyers don't want the 100% transparency in that if it compromises my business advantage, my intellectual property, my competitive advantage, how do I protect that and yet be part of this system?
She says technology like the Beef Info Exchange System can help provide transparency and show the stewardship of the beef industry.
I think they should be proud of their stewardship. Most of them are excellent at what they do, but I totally get that privacy issue. You know, they've been very private people to date, but this stewardship, our environmental impact, the use of antimicrobials, the use of hormones, growth promotants, it's all become an issue, and the noise is all around us, and we haven't, as an industry, talked about it enough. So this is our opportunity to say to the world, hey, you know, we got a system that shows that we're doing all the right things.
Research shows consumers have an unprecedented interest in food, with food safety a top priority, along with public awareness of ethical, social, and environmental concerns. She says producers must answer that call.
I'm a producer, and we talk about having, at this conference we're at, they talked about a purpose-driven life. So my purpose-driven life is we need to have a sustainable beef industry, and we need to be able to put that sustainable meat on the shelf right next to the fish and the chicken and the pork and be proud of what we do.
Learn more online at www.bixco.com or www.altech.com. In Lexington, Kentucky, Michael Clements reporting.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer announced that the Trump administration has requested the World Trade Organization establish a dispute settlement panel. This time, the U.S. wants the panel to examine unfair rules governing the sale of wine in grocery stores in British Columbia. The USTR office is challenging BC regulations that discriminate against U.S. and other imported wine by allowing only BC-produced wines to be displayed and sold on regular store shelves. Perdue says, "We just want customers in British Columbia to have the opportunity to buy our great American wine. The practice of discriminating against U.S. wine is unfair and cannot be tolerated any longer," he says. "Our wine producers rely on export markets and deserve fair treatment from our neighbors to the north." Lighthizer adds that Canada is an important market for U.S. winemakers, saying that BC and other Canadian provinces need to play by the rules. The Trump administration will continue to hold our trading partners accountable by vigorously enforcing U.S. rights under our trade agreements. Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead.